Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marx starts right now.
What's up? What's up? It is Fantasy Forecast. Anita Marx, Wild Card Weekend. And what a weekend it has been already. I tell you that. Time out. Brian's producing the show. He's back in the studio. Brian, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Again, this is the second week in a row. Why does the music just come to such an abrupt halt?
That's my fault. I should let it simmer a little bit. Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's too early. It's too early for that.
It's true. I'm sorry.
It's too early.
Well, I already told you what happened to me in the morning, so I'm already.
I know, we can't. Yeah, we can't discuss that.
It's not Disney.
We can't
friendly.
Discuss that on the radio. No, it's not. But you're so funny. Oh my gosh! Thank God my coffee was delivered this morning. Hold on. I say this each and every week. You know what I'm going to say. God bless Uber Eats. So
sponsor the show. Hello, Uber Eats out there.
I know. I'm giving a shout out to Peter. Pete, get your sales staff on it, man. I need Uber Eats to be a big sponsor of all my shows. We need to work that out. We need a slower transition coming into the show in the morning, please.
Boom. You got it.
Okay. All right. So it is Wild Card Weekend. Three games in the books already. And I'm going to spend the first part of the show breaking them down. So I'm going to pull up the box score for the Colts and the Bills. This game ended the way that I thought it did. I thought the Bills would win by the line was 6.5. I thought that they would win by a touchdown, but no surprise here. I mean, I played the Buffalo Bills -6.5. I used them in a lot of teasers. One specific tease did not work out for me. We're going to get into that in a little bit later, but you've got Josh Allen, who yet again puts on a show. 324 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interception. He walked away with a 85 QB rating. Josh Allen, he also ran for 54 yards. One thing, and by the way, in this game, I hit every single prop bet that I discussed on Daily Wager. If you did watch that, we had a special Saturday show yesterday at 10 a.m. We are not having a Daily Wager show on ESPN today because we have the megacast for the Ravens Tennessee Titans game. So I was on yesterday and hit every prop bet. And one of my prop bets was Josh Allen over rushing yards because he typically, if you go back and you look at the games that Josh Allen plays, teams that predominantly play a zone defense, he easily puts up 30, 35 yards. And he put up 54 yesterday. So hopefully you watch Daily Wager or listen to my show right here on 98.7 ESPN. Yesterday I was on from noon to 3, and that was one of the prop bets that I liked. So Josh Allen over 50, I want to say it was 32.5 rushing yards, and he ended up with 54. Zach Moss got injured in this game. It was unfortunate because he was off to a really good start, and if you had Zach Moss in DFS, you were feeling good about it because you got the feeling, you got the sense that he was going to get a really heavy workload, and he got injured early. He still had 7 touches for 21 yards. Meanwhile, Devin Singletary came in, only 3 touches for 21. So, hopefully, the knee injury to Zach Moss is not serious, number one. Number two, if you do have him in fantasy, especially if you've got him in a keeper league, obviously this is a young man that you want to keep your hands on, because I think the future is bright for him, especially next year in the NFL. Again, barring that his knee injury is nothing serious. Stephon Diggs puts on a show yet again, 6 receptions, 128 yards and a touchdown. He was targeted 9 times. And I know that there was some concern coming into this game because he's dealing with an oblique injury, but obviously that did not affect him at all. So especially if you stacked Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, good for you. Gabriel Davis, the rookie, can we just take a second and just appreciate and acknowledge how phenomenal the rookie wide receiver class was this past season? Really, really spectacular. And, a big reason why Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are doing so well is because of the talent. Not only has Josh Allen taken a step up, but the talent. We talk about this a lot here in New York, right? When we sit and we try to assess Sam Darnold and we try to assess Daniel Jones, and neither of them, let's be honest, with all due respect to Evan Engram and Sterling Shepard and Crowder and You know, I do like what I saw from Denzel Mims. Is he a number one? I don't think so, but could he be a legit number two? Could he be like a poor man's Gabriel Davis, or could he be Sam Darnold's Gabriel Davis? I think he could. 4 receptions for 85 yards. He was targeted all 4 times. He brought in all 4 targets, and he's the dude who stretches the field for this Buffalo Bills offense. So moving forward, and this is what I've done with Gabriel Davis all season long, if I'm playing a prop bet for him, I'm on the over on his longest reception, because he's the guy who stretches the field. Cole Beasley, not sure if he was going to play right before game time. We were told he was going to be active, and how attractive. 7 receptions for 57 yards. He was targeted 7 times, and he reeled in all 7. Which, by the way, again, I just want to share this. This is a true indication, and I'm going to bring this up with Chris Canty and Mike Tannenbaum, which, by the way, New York game day comes your way at 8 o'clock. Sorry, just getting another sip. This is another indication of just how great a quarterback is in the NFL. Gabriel Davis, 4 targets, 4 receptions. Cole Beasley, 7 targets, 7 receptions. Zach Moss, 4 targets, 4 receptions. Devin Singletary, 3 targets, 3 receptions. See where I'm going here? What does this tell you? This tells you how accurate. Well, it tells you 2 things. It tells you that the Colts defenders can't defend anything, number one. But number two, this screams accuracy for a quarterback. It's really remarkable just how great Josh Allen is playing. I tell you that. So there are your offensive stats for the Buffalo Bills. Now for the Colts. Phillip Rivers, 27 for 46, over 300 yards, 309 to be exact, and 2 touchdowns. A serviceable day. His QB rating actually was better than Josh Allen at 91.9. Again, if you watch Daily Wager, you listened to me yesterday, I told you the over in rushing yards for Jonathan Taylor. And sure enough, I want to say it was like 60 or 66 and a half. Sure enough, 21 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. His longest, he broke one off for 20 yards, which was nice. Now, here's where I did lose. And that is Hines. Hines had 6 carries for 75 yards. He averaged 12.5 yards per carry. Wow. His longest was 33. Now, here's where I lost. Hines was typically utilized in the passing game for the Colts. Unfortunately, he was not yesterday. He was targeted 3 times. He only reeled in 1, and he had 1 reception for 8 yards. So that was a prop bet that I lost. I should have played total yards in the over for Hines, as opposed to over receiving yards, which I want to say was at like 20 or 23 and a half. So I lost that prop bet. But if you did have both Taylor and Hines in fantasy, you did quite well. Michael Pittman, what a day he had. And again, another rookie wide receiver. Michael Pittman actually is the one wide receiver, if you listen to me during leading up to the draft and in my draft analysis, Michael Pittman was my favorite wide receiver coming out. He had a rough year in that there was a stint there where he was dealing with injury. I don't know if it was ankle or thigh or hamstring, something like that. And he didn't play for several weeks. But boy, did he look good yesterday. This young man has the potential to really be something extraordinary. And I was thrilled to see him shine yesterday. He was targeted 10 times, 5 receptions for 90 yards. And I was hoping he was going to score a touchdown. Where this game, I think, really went wrong was when Phillip Rivers targeted Michael Pittman in the back of the end zone on 4th down. And unfortunately, he just couldn't reel in that pass. It kind of reminded me of Evan Ingram this season. That one game that Evan Ingram, all he had to do was score a touchdown or just convert a first down. And I think the Giants would have won that game. And a lot of people are going back to that game and that specific play saying, hey, if he would have made that reception, the Giants would have made it to the postseason because they would have won that game. Anyway, regardless, who knows how things would have played out. But But anyway, so Michael Pittman, 5 for 90, and should have had a touchdown. Unfortunately, they did not convert on that fourth down try. Jack Doyle, 7. He was targeted 9 times, 7 for 70 and a touchdown. Zach Pascal, 3 for 37 and a touchdown as well. Mo Alie-Cox was targeted 4 times. Listen, and Trey Burton was targeted 3 times. You know, the Colts, obviously, the Colts are a team. They love their tight ends. Jack Doyle, Trey Burton, Mo Alie-Cox, they use them all, which is nice. So anyway, so those are your stats for the Buffalo Colts game. This is a game that I anticipated a lot of points to be scored and a lot of action, and sure enough, we got it. So I want to say on Daily Wager, I went 6 for 6 in all 6 of my prop bets that I shared on that show. And again, hopefully you were listening yesterday. I had a nice gentleman who reached out to me on Twitter and said, did I parlay all my prop bets? I sure did. But I retweeted and I said, well, the more important question is, did you? So again, the Buffalo Bills, they do beat the Colts 27-24. So now they advance to the next round of the playoffs. And now they are waiting to see. So right now, and we're going to get into, so the Bills, of course, like I said, the Bills beat the Colts. So they're the only game right now that has been played in the AFC. So now they have to wait to see the results of the Ravens against Tennessee. That's the 1 o'clock game later on this afternoon. And of course, Pittsburgh going up against Cleveland, and that's the evening game. In the NFC, of course, we know that the Rams beat Seattle. I called that. I said +3. I teased the Rams up to +9. I had the Rams on the money line. Hopefully you did as well. And then I also want to dive into that Washington Bucks game, because that was a really big surprise for me. That is not the game script that I thought would develop yesterday. And I do want to dive into that when we get back. We'll also open up the phone lines. 800-919-3776 is the phone number. Anita Marks with you. We're going to recap the two. We're going to come back. We'll take your calls. We'll recap the other two games from yesterday. Cynthia Freeland is going to jump on board. I do want to talk about the Ravens-Tennessee game, because out of all the games that are going to be played today, I think the Ravens-Tennessee game is the one game that I think is going to provide the most action when it comes to fantasy and yards and touchdowns and points and all that good stuff. So we'll break down the Ravens-Tennessee game with Cynthia Freeland. We'll take your calls, and I'll share with you, of course, all the players, all the DFS players that I like heading into Sunday. 800-919-3776. You want to chime in and discuss any of the games from yesterday? Happy to do so. Both Chris Canty and Mike Tannenbaum are going to be joining me at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll kick off New York game day. We'll dive into the games, from yesterday, and we'll start previewing those that are coming up today. And also we will dive into some of the future talk of both organizations with the Giants and of course the Jets. So let's do this. I want to dive into that Rams-Seattle game. Rams took care of Seattle 30-20. Again, had the Rams tease them up to +9, had them at +3, played them on the money line. Something went wrong with Seattle's offense this last month, the month of December. I don't know what. They were just off. So was not feeling good about them coming into this game, especially going up against the Rams, who you can argue is, I think, with the Saints, one of the best defenses in the postseason. Russell Wilson, only 174 yards. He hasn't passed for over 200 in like 6 games. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Chris Carson rushed the ball 16 times for 77 yards. He only had 1 reception for 5 yards. Russell Wilson did rush for 50 yards. Okay, there's that. If you did play Russell Wilson in fantasy, in DFS. Tyler Lockett, 2 receptions for 43. He was targeted 4 times. This is what I like about this stat line, is that even though Jalen Ramsey was on Metcalf the majority of the time, not all the time, the majority of the time, he was still targeted 11 times. And out of those 11, though, he only had 5 receptions, but still 96 yards, and he scored 2 touchdowns. So a lot of people, including myself, shied away from DK Metcalf. That was a prop bet that I lost. That was the only prop bet that I lost in this game, because I went under 60.5 receiving yards. His longest, by the way, was 51. So let's acknowledge that. So, Brian, 56 minus 51 is what? 45? Right? 45?
That sounds right.
Oh, is it too early for you to do math as well? Anyway, so if it wasn't for that one long reception of 51 yards, DK Metcalf, that under would have hit for me at 60 and a half. But listen, this is, you know, this is why we play these games. This is why we play. This is why we play, you know, fantasy. This is why we play DFS. This is why we wager on prop bets. John Wolford, I was thrilled, by the way. I was thrilled that Wolford got the start. And he looked good at the start. 3 for 6, 29 yards. And then boom. Unfortunately, he gets knocked in the helmet, knocked in the head. He has to leave the game. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there and we're like, Jared Goff comes in? How about this? when Jared Goff came in, I'm like, oh, how's he going to throw? Like, there's a reason why he's not starting, right? Because of his thumb. How's he going to throw the foot? Anyway, so they were talking, you know, Cooper Kupp was the third string quarterback on the Rams team. Cooper Kupp is their third string quarterback. I was like, oh, I lost this bet. This is money down the toilet. Anyway, sure enough, Goff pulled it off. He only 19 passing attempts, by the way. Only 19. Cam Akers was the guy who had really the big game. 9 for 19, 155 yards, one touchdown. He was sacked twice for minus 15 yards. Anyway, Cam Akers was the star of the show yesterday. Rushed the ball 28 times, 131 yards. He averaged 4.7 yards per carry, and he scored a touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 78 yards. Robert Woods, 48 yards. Robert Woods scored a touchdown. Cooper Kupp also in the game action for the passing game plan, and 2 receptions for 45 yards. His longest was 44. Nice. He broke one off. So, but let's go. I've buried the lead here this morning, and I do want to dive into this game because this is the game that lost me a lot of money last night. Because this game script was not what I was expecting. I'll tell you that. Not what I was expecting. So the Tampa Bay Bucks 31, Washington 23. I can't wait to talk about this game with Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Canty today. Because the game script I was anticipating was Chase Young and Montez Sweat and Allen and all these guys like getting in and getting after Tom Brady and really rattling his cage. And that is not what happened. Boy, Tom Brady, he was getting, I want to say they said like it was like 2.1 seconds. That's how quickly Tom Brady was getting the ball out. 2.1 seconds. 381 yards, 2 touchdowns, and did this without Ronald Jones, which I have a bone to pick with the Tampa Bay Bucs because it was evident that they were not going to play Ronald Jones, and that was not reported. So I lost money there in DFS because I thought Ronald Jones was going to go, but it was Leonard Fournette, 19 carries for 93 yards. And of course he scored a touchdown. Mike Evans, even with a hurt knee, was the star of the passing game. He was targeted 10 times, 6 receptions, 119 yards. Cameron Brate, 4 receptions for 80. Chris Godwin, 5 for 79. He scored a touchdown. Antonio Brown, 2 for 49. He scored a touchdown. So good stuff there in the passing game. And I have to commend Tom Brady. I have to tip my hat. I mean, and the game plan that they had against Washington was really great. And as much as I love Chase Young, dude, don't talk smack. If you know, don't talk the talk if you're not going to walk the walk. If you say you want Tom, you got to go get him. You got to go get him. He didn't get close to him at all. At all. But now keep in mind, if you go back, you look at the film, you know, that offensive line made sure he didn't get close to Tom Brady. They doubled him all night long. But still, dude. Now, again, I've buried the lead. Taylor Heinicke. Oh, wow. 306 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. And what a gutsy performance. Gets taken out of the game, shoulder, stinger, injury, whatever, taken back. I don't know. They shoot him up a cortisone. He comes back in, leads a last-minute drive. Man, the fact that Washington put up 23 points and had Tom Brady not looking comfortable there on the sideline was good theater last night. I mean, let's be honest. Not a lot of people gave Washington a chance. Heinicke also rushed the ball 6 times for 46 yards and rushed one in, rushed a touchdown in. J.D. McKissic, 2 carries for 5 yards, and he scored a touchdown. I lost this bet because my best bet of the day was McKissic over receiving yards. He was only targeted 3 times, 2 receptions for 8. This is a dude who put up 200 receiving yards in the last 4 weeks. This goes to show you, quarterback change. I really thought coming into this game that Alex Smith was going to be the starting quarterback. Everything we were hearing leading up to this game was that they were pretty positive and optimistic, I should say, that Alex Smith was going to get the start. And sure enough, that's not what happened. So the total game plan changed immensely. So I lost everything here. I had the under, I teased the under down to 51. Why? Alex Smith plays a dink and dunk offense. It's more of a slow pace offense. That's not what Hinkie brought to the table. So obviously the over hit by just 3 points, but still the over hit in my tease. Bucks team total under at 27.5. They put up 31. Brady under 296.5 passing yards. Dude passed for over 300, almost 400. McKissick over 30.5 receiving yards. Didn't even get it. Was barely even targeted. Different quarterback. Didn't target him. And by the way, he was open all day long. It wasn't like he wasn't open. It wasn't like those targets would not have worked for him. Just different quarterback. Different mentality. Different game plan. Stretched the field. Went long. And Logan Thomas, anytime touchdown. Dude, I want to say, had like 6 touchdowns this month, the last 4 weeks. Didn't even sniff one out. 5 receptions for 74 yards. His longest was 29, but I don't even think he was targeted in the end zone once. So I went 0 for 5 in my prop bets in this game because this game script was not what I envisioned at all. At all. So those are your first 3 games. When we come back, Cynthia Freeland is going to jump on board. Oh, actually, when we come back, I'm going to go to, is it Kenny? I'm going to go to Kenny. Kenny, hang tight. When we get back, I'm going to take your call. And then I'm going to play Cynthia Freeland. She was on with me on Saturday, and we dove into this Ravens-Tennessee game. I think a lot of points are going to be scored in this game. It's going to be a good game if you want to play like DFS, that one game of DFS you want to play. This will be a fun one for you to do so. So we'll hear from Cynthia Freeland. We'll continue to take your calls. And of course, we will look forward to the 3 games today, and I will share with you the prop bets that I like, and I will share with you the players that I like heading into wild card week in round 2. Just FYI, I am 5-8 right now. I'm 5-8 in my prop bets from yesterday heading into today. So I need a big day. I need a big rebound day today to be above 500. That's always the goal, right? Without further ado, let's go to our phone lines. 800-919-3776. Kenny, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Anita?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Look, with your help, my first time playing fantasy football, I came second. I made it to the Super Bowl second, but I wish I would have called you the day. You know, Super Bowl was 2 weeks. It was a combined school 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that, Kenny. I don't like that. I don't like that 2 week stuff.
No, well, you know what? I won the first week because I got Kamara on my team. So I won the first week.
Nice. Okay.
But the second week, I pulled a homer move. I'm a Cowboy. So I benched.
Oh!
Yeah, you're about to die here. I benched Mike Williams and Emmanuel Sanders for Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb, and I lost by 30-something points, man. I had the points on my bench.
Kenny, this is what I say. You cannot play fantasy with your heart. It never works. You will never win. You cannot do it.
Oh, man. It sting a little bit knowing that, you know, I had some points on my bench.
So I will share with you. I did not have a stellar season. I typically play in 12 leagues. This year I only played in 9. I typically, out of the 12 leagues, I typically win anywhere between 3 to 5 of those 12. I didn't even make it to the Super Bowl, the championship in one of my leagues this year. I made it to the final round of the playoffs to get into the championship in 3 of the 9, but I lost all 3. And in one of them, I lost because I did something that I tell people not to do. And I played Denzel Mims. Or was it Berryman? I played a Jets wide receiver because they were going up against an offense that gave up a ton of yards, a ton of points to opposing wide receivers. And I just thought, and like he was going to be like the only like legit wide receiver active. Mims wasn't active. There was, and so I just thought volume alone he was going to deliver for me, and sure enough, it didn't happen. So I went up, like, one of my rules is, you know, dance with the guy who brought you to the dance, right? Like, stay with the guy who brought you to the dance. And I didn't. I veered off from there.
Me too.
So it sounds like you did the same. So yeah, I mean, listen, I did it too, Kenny. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, the week before, both Cowboy receivers had great weeks. So I was like, I'm not going to sit here and watch my team receivers blow up, and I got them on my bench. So, you know, it was a bad deal.
But this is, Kenny, this is why, and by the way, I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for calling in. I'm glad you got second place. Hopefully you got some money out of that. We'll get them next year, buddy. I promise. We'll get them next year. Here's, and I just, you know, I'll share the story again in regard to what happened in the Washington game. J.D. McKissic has been the past six games. J.D. McKissic has been since Antonio Gibson hurt his toe. J.D. has been such a huge part of that offense. Going into this game, he has a target share of 24%. Against zone, he was being targeted 30%. He had clocked 200 receiving yards in the month of December alone. And what happens? Change a quarterback. I should have known. Soon as they announced no Alex Smith. Alex Smith was going to be inactive. I should have known. Boom. I should have pulled that bet. I should have cashed in on that bet. Pulled it right off the table. So I just share the story just to say, you know, you got to know the opponent. It's not just like, hey, this guy's done well. You've got to know your opponent. You've got to know who your quarterback is. You got to know who their tendencies are. Like, for example, with Wolford, he loves Garrett Everett. There's two tight ends with the Rams, Higbee and Everett. Well, Wolford spends a lot of time at practice because he's the backup quarterback with Everett. Higbee is really the premier running, tight end. Higbee is really the premier tight end, even though the Rams do play a lot of two tight end sets with Everett, but Everett is the other tight end that comes in. So he spends a lot more time running second team drills with Wolford. Well, the week that Wolford started, Everett was targeted like 8 times, 2 touchdowns. So I was like, oh man, this is a sneaky good prop bet here. Everything over Everett. Everett over receptions, over yards, he scores a touchdown, and then boom, Wolford gets hit in the head and he's out. So that bet now is in the toilet. I don't even know how many times Wolford was targeted. Let me see here. If he was targeted at all, let's see. Everett targeted once. 0 receptions, 0 yards, 0 touchdowns, targeted once. Why? Wolford out of the game. So again, I just share this to say, you know, it's more than just in fantasy. It's more than just drafting players. It's more than, you really want to win. You got to do a deep dive. You got to do a deep dive and you got to do your research. That's all. And even then, sometimes it doesn't work out for you. Look at what happened with me with the Washington game. You know what happened? I think I bought into Chase Young too much. You know, again, I'm like, if you're calling out, I want Tampa Tom, I want Tom. You're calling that out, man. You need to walk the talk. Okay. I thought Washington's defense was going to play a lot better, but anyway. Tom Brady put on a show. He put on a clinic yesterday. So now the Bucs get to face the New Orleans Saints for a third time this week. And again, that's going to be an interesting and fun conversation to have with both Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Canty, who are going to join me in about 15 minutes. All right, 800-919-3776. Again, that's the number to get in. I was going to play Cynthia Freeland, but, you know, let's do this because I do want to try to help people win some money. Let's come back. And I will share with you the prop bets that I like heading into today and the players that I like heading into today that you can play on a lot of DFS platforms. Okay, let's do that when we get back. Anita Marks with you, 98.7 ESPN. Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. The games that just took place yesterday, we will preview the games that are on the horizon. I'll have my locks of the week. Chris will have his can or can't tee prop bet style. And also, we will discuss what is going on with both the Giants and the Jets organizations and what it looks like for their futures. Okay, so let's do this. The first game is, as we know, Baltimore and in Tennessee. So I love, and how can you not, right? I love Lamar Jackson today. I've got over on Lamar Jackson everything. Over on Lamar Jackson passing yards. Over on Lamar Jackson rushing yards. Last five games, this Baltimore Ravens offense has won five straight. They're averaging over 30 points, actually anywhere between 35 to 37 points a game. They're scoring on 60% of their offensive possessions, and their offense has gone from the worst ranking that they've had in their offense this season was 22. They're coming into today's the postseason as the sixth best offense in the NFL, and one of the top offenses coming into, of course, the postseason. So love Lamar Jackson right now. That over under in passing is 203.5. 203.5. So again, over in passing, over in rushing yards. Again, Tennessee plays a lot of zone, which opens up a lot for Lamar in his rushing game. Also, J.K. Dobbins has been the running back that has really risen to the top in that Ravens backfield. Over 60.5 rushing yards for Dobbins. Also, I like Mark Andrews. He's been targeted 40% of the time in the passing game for the Ravens. And in Tennessee, no bueno. Not very good against opposing tight ends. Tennessee has given up 8 receiving touchdowns to the position so far this season. So love me some Lamar Jackson. Love me Mark Andrews. Love me J.K. Dobbins. Playing those guys in a lot of DFS today. A lot of DFS. I'm gonna be playing a little bit of Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown in DFS as well. He has surfaced as of late, did not have a stellar season, did not have the fantasy season that I was anticipating, but nonetheless, I'll dabble a little bit with Brown today in fantasy, okay? The next game is, of course, Chicago and the Saints. I think the Saints just destroy the Chicago Bears, okay? You go back and you look at their schedule, they've been playing really soft defenses and soft teams. Mitchell Trubisky, this is a whole new day. This is a whole new experience for him going up against the Saints defense that one would argue could be the best defense in the postseason. You could argue between the Rams for sure. So I do like Drew Brees. I have Lamar Jackson as my number one fantasy quarterback coming into today. I will play a little bit of Drew Brees. I know the big story is that Michael Thomas is back, and I do like Michael Thomas being back, but here's the thing. This is what Michael Thomas brings to this offense. He stretches the field. This is a dink and dunk offense when Drew Brees is starting at quarterback. This is the offense that they played last year. This is the offense that they play this year. What does Michael Thomas do? He stretches the field, and he makes that dink and dunk offense even more spectacular. So who do I love? I love Alvin Kamara. Now, keep in mind, Alvin Kamara is coming off of COVID. And, you know, we say this each and every time we talk about a player. Like, we don't know. It affects all players differently. Some players, you know, what? They lose smell, taste, and that's it. Some players, it really wears them down. Lamar Jackson said it really kicked his butt. So, you know, I'm going to play a heavy share. I should say a hefty share of Alvin Kamara, but not a total share of Alvin Kamara because there's still that question mark. You know, is he run down from this? How's his body going to respond? This is his first game back after COVID, and we just don't know. Again, there's so much we don't know about this horrible virus, okay? I do like Derrick Henry, and he has had success against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to play a little bit of him today. I'm staying away from David Montgomery. I don't think he's going to have a successful day against the Saints. In fact, I like the under in David Montgomery total yards at 93.5. That's one of my favorite prop bets on the table today. Trying to think who else. I'm going to be playing a lot of J.K. Dobbins today. Dobbins and Kamara are my two top running backs heading into today. And again, Kamara more so. I like Kamara over receiving yards. You can get Kamara over receiving yards. I want to say at 32.5. I want to say it's his receiving yard total. I think that's a good prop bet as well. I think that's it in regard to running backs that I like. And then of course, that Pittsburgh Steeler game. I'm going to discuss this with Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Canty coming up at the top of the hour. I don't understand why this Pittsburgh line is still sitting at 6. Let's be honest. Cleveland gets their facility gets destroyed by COVID. They're not going to have their head coach on the sideline, and this is a head coach that is in you know, the conversation of coach of the year. This isn't just like, you know, a flyby, a coach that's going to be fired next week. They lose one of their top offensive guards on the offensive line. They lose Olivier Vernon, so that means Miles Garrett is probably going to get double teamed today. Like I just don't. Pittsburgh rested their players, specifically Ben Roethlisberger last week. By the way, Mason Rudolph threw for over 300 yards against Cleveland last week. I don't understand why this line is at 6. It scares me. If you're scared, say you're scared. I'm telling you, I'm scared. The line scares me. So I'm really curious how Chris Canty and Mike Tannenbaum are viewing this game. But wide receivers that I like, obviously AJ Brown. I think a ton of points are going to be put up in that Ravens, Baltimore game. I think AJ Brown, I love Corey Davis as well. Deontay Johnson, he is the one wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers that I'm going to play more than anyone else. I love the over in receptions and over in receiving yards for Deontay Johnson. He's been targeted. He's been targeted. He's got like a 40% target share. He's been targeted more than any other wide receiver in that wide receiver, even though he's got some drops, let's be honest. Allen Robinson, he doesn't have a great matchup against the Saints, but I do believe that he's going to get targeted because I think the Bears are going to be playing from behind. So I like over in receptions for Allen Robinson. I do like Michael Thomas. Everything that I'm hearing out of the Saints, out of New Orleans, is that he is healthy and he's like a bull ready to be unleashed. He's the healthiest he's felt in a long time. He's ready to go. So I do like Michael Thomas today. T.Y. Hilton. Oh, well, that was yesterday. I'm looking at my cheat sheet here, my rankings. Like I said, I'll play a little Marquise Brown. I am going to play Claypool scores a touchdown. Another rookie wide receiver. Let's talk about this wide receiving class that came out this year. Really unbelievable. Just so impressive. So I'm going to play Chase Claypool scores a touchdown today against Cleveland. The young man was targeted a lot in the red zone before they put him on that. What is it, Brian? They do it in the NBA when they rest players. What is that? It's called something. It's slipped my mind right now.
Load management.
There we go. Load management. So apparently Claypool came out and told the media that he was put on load management because he's a rookie. So hopefully they unleash him again. That would be nice. So anyway, so those are some of the wide receivers I like. And in regard to tight ends, to me, Mark Andrews, that's a no-brainer. Mark Andrews, Jared Cook, I think does well. And a sneaky good play can be Cole Kmet, a rookie tight end for the Chicago Bears. Again, I think the Bears are going to get destroyed. They're going to have to be playing catch-up with the Saints, and I think that they're going to toss the rock a lot. So tight ends wise, a hefty share of Mark Andrews in DFS, a little bit of Jared Cook, and sprinkle in some of Cole Kmet. And that is what I would do heading into Sunday, Wild Card Weekend, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.